It's Friday, the 23rd of December, 8 a.m. Still pretty much mostly dark. And I won't be lingering this morning. It's a horrible morning. Yesterday was an absolutely miserable, absolutely horrible day. And today's to be worse. Storm Dorothy is approaching, apparently. So I'm trying to shelter in the lee of the new steel shed. If I'd brought the key with me, I could have went inside the shed. But no matter, I won't be here long. Wind is picking up. Yes, storm can't be far away now. Lost a couple of days from my morning thoughts. Just circumstances. Wednesday morning, I got a rearranged appointment from the haematology. It should have been the 28th, Wednesday 28th of December, but they changed it to Wednesday there because I was running out of medication. So it was a late call and I had to dive off. I had to be ready and get away for 8 o'clock, basically, just after 8. So I missed that one. Yesterday morning, I can't remember why yesterday morning. Oh yeah, I think it was pretty miserable at the back and I just couldn't be bothered. So there you go. But I had a good day yesterday, although the weather was atrocious. Isn't that a wonderful world? I mean, atrocious. Couldn't be anything more than sounding something that's not, it's quite horrible, isn't it? Yeah. So I had a job up at Andrew's Farm to do. To put some new lighting in the calving sheds. And I thought it'd only be 2 or 3 hours. 6 hours. 6 hours. double ladder work. That just means working off 2 separate tall ladders. So go up one, back down, walk across, go up the other one, and so on and so on. PVC conduit system, and having to wire that all up, new switches and new LED lights. 80 watt LED lights Andrew got in. I've put 50s up, I've put 60s up, but now you've got an 80. Probably due for lighthouses. But it lets them see the coos calving, because the coos tend to go away to the back of the shed and, you know, in a corner. In their cabin, just nature. So he wanted as much light to see that everything was fine when the calves were being born. So anyway, as I said, it was a wild day. I was working just inside the shed doors. The shed doors had to be open to keep ventilation on for the beasts. So I was out the rain, but in the rain when I had to go back out to the car. I even had snow. Would you believe that? We had driving snow at one point. So it was a miserable day, but having said that, and with all the hard work, and with the aches and pains I came home with, you know, my shoulders were beginning to tighten up, my neck was a bit sore with arthritis, and my hands were particularly sore. Having said that, I enjoyed my day, as I always do up at the farm. I came back, my wife put the roast tatties on, and that gave me the opportunity to strip off, because I was smelling of farm, right down to my t-shirt actually, get them in the wash, go and have a long, red hot shower, ease everything off, clean myself up, and I felt great when I sat down to my roast tatties. And it was just wonderful. So I had a bit of a glow the rest of the evening. So even hard work, you know, if it's in the right circumstances with the right people, you thoroughly enjoy it. So a bit of an update on the farm, if you want, just now. I'll just tell you quickly. George has now got 300 beasts. He just sold another bull and 2 coos to a farmer in Ireland. So his breed is doing well. 300, I couldn't believe he's now got 300. My God, he's built that... He's built that beef herd up well, my goodness sake. The calves are all calving. Not all calving, of course, but, you know. So he's got calves going on during even the winter months. He's got his stack of silage. Massive. I couldn't believe how much silage they already went through in 6 weeks. I mean, if you've done a time lapse on the silage stack, he's got two, so he's got his other one, but he's halfway through the first one. And if I'd set up a camera with time lapse to show you the size of the silage stack, and it'd been nibbled away bit by bit, it'd have been quite a smart bit of video, actually. But I was just amazed, and in only 6 weeks, how much silage they went through. But the coos do love it, you know. And I think I brought half a hundredweight at home with me between myself, my boots and my tools. Anyway, so the farm's doing well. And Andra's soldiering on. He's now got a walking stick because he was stooping. And the doctor said, you need a stick to stop you stooping. Which is quite handy because it also helps him herd the beast when he's doing that kind of thing. George is well and fit, as his family. Jenny's the same. Strapping, tall, thin, strapping, sturdy woman that she is. By God. Yeah, if there was a farmer's wife, it's Jenny. Yeah, so the farm's soldiering through, doing well. And I'm feeling good this morning because I've switched off now, that's me. I don't care who phones. That's me off for Christmas, finally. Tools will be out the car, in the garage. Give the car a wash. Well, maybe not today, actually. Considering that Storm Dorothy will probably wash the car for me. But other than that, I'm feeling good within myself. I think I got a big boost yesterday for being at the farm. Also, my problems with my guts, if you like, seems to have all settled down, and I'm feeling pretty good. Oh, and the result from my haematology, they were concerned because at my interim one, 3 months previous at the surgery, when they send the blood through, my platelet count was high. Not extremely high, but higher. It's always been below 400 for a long while now. They've stabilised at 400 and below. So when I went through on Wednesday, the consultant showed me the results on the computer screen. That it went up to 469, which they were concerned about. But on Wednesday morning, when they took my bloods previous to my appointment, it went down to 457 or something. So they're going to leave it as it is. They're not going to alter my medication, and I'll get another interim done in 3 months. So just keep an eye on things. I suppose it's one of these things where you have no idea, or they have no idea what they're going to do, what the platelet's going to do, or the marrow is going to do, in other words, because the marrow produces the platelets, the bone marrow. So I came home quite happy. My wife was delighted because she was really concerned. So all in all, quite good. And my wife had a wee health scare, just a minor one during the week, which had resolved itself. So, you know, we're thinking, well, here comes Christmas and we're going to go down with something, you know. So anyway, but apparently not, God willing. So that's about it, I guess. Christmas is a coming. There's no snow, and even a nice sunny, dry, frosty day would be glorious. Here's hoping that Storm Dorothy passes over quickly and the weather settles down behind it. For everyone, not just for me, but for everyone, Christmas Day. Right. Not be doing much today, but as I said, with the car. And I'm going to take a walk up the street. Can't even get out on the bike this weather. I haven't been out on the bike since last Friday. That's a week. Now, and for the past couple of days, I've felt, I've felt well enough, pardon me, and fit enough to get on the bike. But circumstances over the past 3 days and weather just stopped it. And even this morning, can't get out. You can't get out in that. It's just madness. Yeah, that would be madness. Anyway, as I pick a quick route from here to the back door, get in, out of this.